Hello everyone and thanks for joining today's webinar. My name is Cecile Giloy and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes for today. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we'll share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to Roger Eggly from Onapsis, who will introduce today's presenter.
Thank you, Cecile. Appreciate the introduction. I have the honor today of introducing Mark, my friend from Snohomish PUD. I'll do that in a second. But what I want to say first is this is a two-part session. So today, we're going to be having Mark presenting on SAP application security before, during, and after RISE implementation. And this is in advance of SAP for Utilities in Miami, the second week of September. And actually, at September, the second part is Dave Coco from Eversource will also be speaking on the similar subject in relation to their experience with Onapsis as well. So excited to kick that off today. I thought I'd tell just a quick fun story about Mark and I. So I come from SAP. I spent 17 years there. Last 2 years I've been at Onapsis. It's been a fun run. But when I was at SAP, Mark and I worked together. I was actually his account rep there. And so we've known each other. I don't know. I think Mark is 14 years now.
Yep.
But the fun part of it is when I decided to move on after SAP and move on to Onapsis, I actually called Mark before I got the job at Onapsis. And I said, hey, this is what I'm looking at. What do you think? And Mark said, I think that looks really great. I think you should take it. And by the way, call me when you get the job because we need to talk. And obviously I did. They're a customer today. So that being the case, Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you. Excited to have this conversation today. If you could just give a brief introduction of yourself and everything you do, I would appreciate it. On to
sure.
You.
Thank you, Roger. So welcome, everyone. My name is Mark Rawson. I'm the enterprise architect from Snohomish County PUD. Been here for 17 years going on. Our SAP journey started back in 2008. We went live in 2010 with the SAP meter to cache solution. Decided to move forward with HANA back in 2012 and went live with the wall-to-wall SAP for all the rest of our solutions back in 2015 on the HANA database. So business suite on HANA, not S4. And that journey has been an exciting one. It's been a rewarding one working with all of you in the community. And I look forward to sharing with you some information about our security journey today. So with that, what are you going to get out of this discussion today? So we're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about security. We're going to talk about SAP, obviously. But I think one of the most important things is that we're going to hear, and it'll be kind of a theme throughout the whole thing, is that security is a team sport. It is definitely something that you do not do alone. And going forward, as we started considering our cloud journey and our existing on-premise journey, we wanted to make sure that we had a partner that we could make sure that we were forming good partnerships, let me put it that way, because security is this team sport. And SAP's obviously been a great partner. We've been doing security patches with SAP for a very long time. And as you all know, that process is a lot of work associated with what we do. And of course, all of that work has to get done in order to make sure that you've got a secure environment. And so that whole process and all of the work that goes into making sure that your environment is secure is a journey that we have been on. And as we started thinking about moving to the cloud, this is where we said, okay, well, how are we going to continue to do this when there's this shared responsibility of accountability for security? For those of you that don't know anything about RISE, it is a managed service, single tenant with SAP. And there is a shared model of security. This is not a SaaS where all of the security is being done by your provider. It is a partnership. And so we wanted to make sure and try to figure out how we were going to manage that partnership both before we moved to the cloud and after we moved to the cloud. And that's part of what I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about the security challenges associated with the cloud. So obviously, the cloud adds a level of obscurity to knowing what's going on and how things are configured and what are all the firewall rules and all of that. So this move to the cloud can be a little scary, especially for people who have been managing it all on premise and owning and operating everything. Now there's this shared model, and how do you do what we call trust but verify? And that verify step is really the most important piece as you move to the cloud, is because there is a level of trust, but at the end of the day, it's still the utility's name that's out there in the news, et cetera. So there's that accountability that you have to have some way to verify that what you think is being done is actually being done. And then we'll talk about kind of the digital transformation and how we make sure that this move to the cloud can happen really smoothly. So with that, let's talk about a little bit about who we are. I'll talk about our on-premise footprint. We'll talk about kind of what were some of our challenges, and then we'll talk about some solutions. So Snohomish, small public north of Seattle, 400,000 electric, 20,000 water. We have a lot of key industries here. We, you know, Boeing is here doing 767 manufacturing, 777 wing manufacturing. We have the Navy, so we have critical infrastructure here in Everett. We also support all of the communications to the Pacific Fleet through low frequency radio installation here in the Pacific Northwest. So we have a lot of key customers, and of course all of our residential and commercial customers as well. All right, so let's talk a little bit about our footprint. So you're not expected to read this slide, but basically all green boxes are essentially our SAP footprint. We have 23 SIDs across both prod and non-prod. We have, as I said, Business Suite on HANA. So everything on the left is our Business Suite on HANA databases. Everything's VM. So it makes it a little bit more complex, both from a security perspective and a management perspective, but there's offsets to that. And this is the environment we've been in for, like I said, a long time. Been growing over the time, but obviously when SAP pushes out a OSS note that needs to get applied, that is a security issue, there's a lot of places that needs to go, a lot of boxes that need to be checked. A lot of work that needs to be managed in order to push those changes all the way through all of these systems. And like most companies, there is never enough resources to implement all of the things that need to get done. So we, like most people, take a risk-based approach using the CVE designation for security issues. Obviously, the 10s, the 9s, the 8s, as we work our way down. But things that are in the bottom half of the 1 through 5s are definitely something that we consider whether we're going to do it or when we're going to do it from a risk-based approach. Okay, so talked a little bit about this. This is our impact. This is our environment. Huge footprint for a small group of basis people. We only have 3 basis people supporting all of this, and trying to manage pushing all of that work through all of these different SIDs is a lot. Just knowing which SIDs have already been patched and which SIDs haven't been patched, who's doing which patching, how are we prioritizing and sequencing the work? Because obviously, if we're already doing our normal upgrade lifecycle on the SAP footprint, we try to ensure that we put enough security patches into those normally cadenced and scheduled upgrades to try to piggyback on that work. Deciding And tracking, I think, is the biggest piece and one of the most important pieces, because for those of you who stopped doing it for a while and then wanted to start picking up and doing it, you'll know it's a lot of work to try to figure out what got done and what didn't get done and which ones need to get done and how they need to get done. And so part of what we wanted to do was try to get a handle on just the work management of doing all the patching. And then, of course, we have our own app dev teams that are you know, writing code and doing our own custom work. Obviously, that's always a challenge to make sure they're following best practices and that process. Integrations, a whole another layer of security that goes into integrations and all of the different choices that we make around how we do our SAP security integrations and what security choices we make. And then finally, kind of the logging and how do we figure out what has currently been done and what is being done as we're managing active threat notifications. So, great, I get an email from SAP on a Tuesday that says, hey, there's this issue. First, I got to figure out, does it apply to my environment? Which environments does it apply to? And then making a risk-based plan to say, how do I go from pushing it to sandbox all the way through into production across all of these SIDs? So it's a lot of work on an ongoing basis to be dealing with all of this. And, of course, we also have our day jobs. So, like I said, security is a team sport. We have a group of people that have security. It's part of their job, but it's not their full-time job. And so running this matrix group of people to try to manage the security implications of not being patched and organizing the staff is a big piece of what we have to do. All right, so let's talk solutions. So as Roger said, you know, we've been following kind of the Onapsis journey and their partnership with SAP, everything that they do to partner with SAP around helping SAP figure out where all of the security issues are and helping SAP build and articulate what needs to get done in order to fix the security issues that they find. And so Onapsis has been a great partner. They are the ones who are essentially providing not only the tool set, but also just detecting that you have the issue is only part of the process. Managing getting it fixed is part of the process. Figuring out what the steps are in order to actually apply the patch successfully, and then testing to make sure, again, inspect what you expect, making sure that after it's been applied, then did we actually fix the issue? Is it actually fixed, or did I just think I fixed it, but I really didn't fix it? So Onapsis fills all of those checkboxes for us. And like I said, this is something that we wanted to get a handle on before we moved to RISE. And so we've started this process, and I'll talk a little bit about our success so far. Again, just managing the Onapsis tool for our existing on-premise solution. And then, of course, it will move seamlessly to RISE, and we'll be able to continue that same process. All right. Albeit, SAP will be doing a portion of the work, not all of the work. All right. And I think that's one of the most important things to get out of this is that, again, RISE is not SaaS. I haven't abdicated 100% of my security patching to SAP, and it's SAP's job to do it now. SAP's doing CVE 10s and 9s. Everything else is up to us to decide what do we want to do, how do we want to do it, and if it turns out that there's a CVE 5 and a CVE 6 and a CVE 3, that if you have all three of those, you actually have a CVE 10, all right? That's a really important thing to know when you're doing your risk-based analysis about what to patch and what not to patch, especially when you have another third party, in this case SAP, is my managed service partner who's out there telling me they're doing what they're doing. They're telling me they're doing the 10s. They're telling me they're doing the 9s. Inspect what you expect. I need to be able to confirm, because it's my logo that's in the news, not SAP's, I need to make sure that what is being done is actually being done. Okay, so this is kind of our process. We deployed the cloud-based version of OnAPSIS. Again, it was part of our low footprint. We didn't need a tool. We didn't want to hire people to implement the tool to help us manage the workload associated with what we're trying to get rid of in the first place. So the cloud-based implementation, lightweight, didn't require us to stand anything up, and is running in the cloud against all of our SIDs. The work management piece, really, really important. Again, I've got limited base of staff being able to manage who's doing what when, what's the progress they've made on the different work that they're doing, and helping be able to report out. And it's actually been great for our staff because, security doesn't, security is a game you play, and you only get praise when you only get input when you lose, not when you win, right? Everyone assumes everything's 100% secure. And so part of the work management gives our team satisfaction to say, hey, I did that. I made progress. We had an issue, and I did all this work, and I followed all these procedures, and now it's checking secure and that it's fixed. Just that feedback loop for our staff has made them feel more satisfied with doing all of this security work, if you will. So that's an important piece. It's all about the people from a work management perspective as it relates to that tool. And then, of course, keeping current after catch-up. So obviously, we had a lot of catch-up work to do. We're still in the process of doing this risk-based approach and getting through everything. And I'll talk a little bit about our where we are on that journey. So notable since February, we've resolved over 1,200 items. So again, you turn OnAPSIS on, you connect it to your systems, and you go, OMG, there's a lot here to work on. So we did that. And again, it's been really good. We took a risk-based approach. We worked on the things that were important. As you can see, we've dropped our critical items from 16 to 7. We have been working on this with our teams. And of course, over time, right, you turn it on and then next month there's even more. We also did some automation. So we have the Redwood Run My Jobs as our enterprise batch scheduling. So we set that up, got them to be able to schedule everything and run all of the jobs that needed to get run. And then also, obviously, you have to have alerting to make sure that are your scans running? Well, you think your scans are running, but you have to make sure that your scans are running. And so, like I said, every day we are now in running this process, and it's worked out really smoothly to integrate the OnAPSIS tool with our batch scheduling. All right, so this is just some screenshots, and just wanted to kind of show you some examples of what you get out of the box. So this was an initial scan that we did on our systems. In this case, it's showing that we had the 10K Blaze vulnerability on our system. And it was a little surprising because, again, Blaze was a huge vulnerability, and we thought we had already done it. And here it's showing up on our systems. Now, in this case, it turned out that it was on a sandbox system that we had stood up. And while we had fixed Blaze in our production environments and everywhere else, we stood up the sandbox system and we didn't go back and patch it after we stood it up. So, sometimes, you're finding not big issues around the patching. You're finding big issues around process. And so, again, this gives us the scanning of these things on a daily basis gives us that sanity check that we haven't missed some process issues along the way. This is the feedback loop that I was talking about. Having the team see the word remediated, all right, on a status really gives you that shot of, hey, I did something. I'm feeling good. I actually had an issue. I implemented it. And now I'm getting that positive feedback to say, this is the inspect what we expect, that I've actually fixed, the issue. Great work management here. So this is the dashboards that are available. And again, you're getting that constant feedback loop that I'm making progress, I'm working these things, and I'm moving down the list of open issues. I think part of the issue that we have is that, especially in the security world, it's fatigue. It's like, everyone's attacking me. I've, as a utility, I've got everything from nation states to garage bands coming after us. And so it's definitely an onslaught, and sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. And I love the fact that we are giving our teams this positive feedback in this dashboard to say they're making success and they're remediating issues. So now that we're implemented, you know, where are we? So if I was on RISE at some point, I'll be able to know whether SAP is meeting their contractual agreements. They said they would do CVE 9s and 10s. Are they? I don't know. It's hard to know. Even if they check a box or put it on a report, I want something that shows me that I have inspected what I expected SAP to do. My internal staff still have to decide, from a risk-based approach, what CVEs we're going to patch on all of our environments below 9. So is there an 8? That's a risk-based approach. I get to decide which 8 do I want to do. Is there a 4 and a 5 that add up to a 9 that I want to do instead of the 8? So that whole process of helping our basis teams continue to participate in the security process, even though we're on RISE, is a big deal. And then again, managing the work, right? Being able to manage that basis staff and make them feel like they're still part of the process. They are still needed. Our basis staff is not going away. You need basis staff for lots of different things on RISE. It is not a SaaS basis solution. You still have to participate in the process. So we're very excited about being able to go into our RISE journey with a process that we know is going to work, that's already working on-prem and will continue to work in the RISE environment. So with that, I think I'm ready for some questions.
Okay, Roger. Mark. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. It's interesting you made the mention of vulnerabilities. The Anapsis Research Labs just is coming out with some new research here in the next few days, and what it's showing is that these threat actors are all over the world. They're coming from hundreds of different countries. It's not just the typical 4 or 5 that you think about, but what we're seeing from what we've done with our honeypots in the ecosystem is that they're coming from everywhere. It's really eye-opening that the attacks on the SAP landscape are dramatically increasing and the monetary value associated with those.
I know. It's mission critical, Roger. I guess from my perspective, it's like, so I'm a basis person working for a small public utility, right? But I'm going up against the world, right? And it is daunting. It is daunting for everyone. And that's why I really am so happy with the tool and what we've been able to do with it, to be able to give our team the ability to feel like they're not going into this fight unarmed.
Yeah, no, agreed. So here's a couple questions that have come in. Somebody's asking, how is the advent of new technologies such as cloud computing and mobility devices impacting SAP security?
Well, that's a big question. I will, like I said, security is a team sport. And while we can all have these high-level principles of how we manage security, et cetera, there's a lot of different components, all right? So we have SAP mobile platforms. We've got SAP, you know, on-prem. We're moving SAP to the cloud. We have SaaS-based apps from SAP, SuccessFactors, as an example.
Right.
So there's all of these different products in the SAP ecosystem, all of which have a security component piece of it. So I think part of what we've been able to do is create a set of principles around how we do security. Like MFA is obviously something that we've been great at implementing. It's something that we've basically tried to implement in every single piece of tooling that is out there from SAP, whether that be on our mobile side or all of our remote stuff. Integrations, another big place to basically, you know, get rid of basic auth and move to certificated based integrations. It is definitely a set of principles that you have to have in place, and then you're executing on those principles depending on the technology that SAP is delivering, because obviously SAP is a big company. Every single component from SAP may have a separate group that is dealing with it and offering different security options. So, like I said, been a real challenge and will continue to be.
Yeah, I appreciate that answer, Mark, because it is a complex subject. The next question kind of hones into that, to where we're going. This person's asking, where do you see SAP application security going in the future?
Oh, okay. Well, I will tell you right now, especially with the move to RISE, it is this kind of team sport, if you will, shared responsibility. So remember, SAP owns the 00 client, but everything else is yours. All the application security is yours. This shared responsibility of, you know, trying to inspect what we expect out there and make sure that what we're doing and what our partners are doing are all coordinated in a way that we have a way to confirm that it's getting done. And I think that shared model is going to have to be something that we continue to get good at, because we don't want finger pointing. If we have finger pointing, then the bad actors win. So, right. We need to be able to, have a partnership that we go in this knowing that you're doing your part, I'm doing my part. And this is one more thing I wanted to share with everyone. And this is, piece that I wanted to make sure I emphasized is this inspect what you expect. We're a group, we're a community, we're a family of utilities out here. And unfortunately, an attack against one of us is an attack against all of us, because from a public opinion perspective, all they're going to hear is wah, wah, utility, wah, wah, security, wah, wah, you know, some particular issue, right, that was customer impacting. And so that ding in the news hits all of us. And so we all have to be together working on this security issue so that we're really not as secure as we are individually, but we're only as secure as the weakest link of us out there. Because in the news, if we get hit, we're all going to get hit. And part of that will be, well, why won't that be us, right? I'll get the question, what have we done to make sure at least that won't be our logo that's on the news, even though it's bad that the whole community got hit with a security breach that happened at another utility that wasn't as well prepared.
Yeah, 100% agree, Mark. And something I've noticed over the years working with utilities, especially in the SAP community, you guys are so sharing and giving, and especially you, Mark. I know you sit on a lot of different councils as far as different solutions and so on and so forth. So we certainly appreciate that. I know we're at the bottom of the hour, so I think in that context, let's talk about SAP for utilities. There's a couple, obviously a lot of really good sessions there. I know, Mark, you've got one with Martin. I don't know if you want to talk briefly about that from the enterprise architecture.
Sure. So we've tried to create a whole Monday afternoon of different events for different groups. There's networking for water. There's networking for Canadian utilities. There's networking for electrical utilities. I'm running one on for the networking of the enterprise architects. Dom is running a mini EAM centric session on asset management and all of the changes going on within SAP around asset management. So we've got a lot of great community events happening on Monday afternoon. So I encourage everyone to come in early. If you're flying from the West Coast, fly in on Sunday, and we'll kick off the conference with that.
That's perfect, Mark. I appreciate that. And as I mentioned at the start of this session, We're also going to have a session with Eversource, Dave Coco, talking about more of a business perspective. I spoke with him recently, and I loved his comment. He said, SAP security is everyone's responsibility. Mark, you touched on this. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't necessarily need to be in IT or SAP or InfoSec. It's everyone's responsibility. So he's going to be talking about their experience with application security in the SAP world as well.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today. We're at the bottom of the hour. Mark, first off, I'd like to thank you for your participation, your time. It's always great to hear you speak. I know you can speak on most every topic, and obviously this one you're well honed in on. So that being the case, thank you again. We'll look forward to seeing everybody in Miami. And Cecile, we'll turn it over to you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. As you said, we are about time now. So for any other questions that are in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. And with that, thanks again to you, Mark, also to you, Roger, and to everyone for joining this briefing. Have a good day, and we hope to see you at the SAP for Utilities conference in September. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.